from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's he going to feel like
for
the Jet fan watching Aaron Rodgers?
Great question, Tiki. Thank you so much for asking me that. So I do not think he's going to win the MVP. I do not think that we are going to see what we saw in 2021. But I also don't think we're going to see what we saw in 2022 when he played with the fractured thumb and had statistically the worst year of his career.
Yeah.
I think statistically, success-wise, watching him with our eyeballs, he will be better than that. So I think we're going to see kind of this middle ground where he's not the MVP Aaron Rodgers. He's not elite Aaron Rodgers, but he's really good Aaron Rodgers. I think he'll miss a handful. I just described it. I think he misses four games in the middle of the season. That will be troublesome, but I think we'll understand it. I don't even think it's going to be consecutively. Like, I think there'll be some kind of nagging injury, and the Jets are going to try to be smart with it, especially having the good backup that they have in Tyrod Taylor. So I think he's better than what he was in 22, but not quite the MVP player he was the year before that. I would say he throws a limited amount of interceptions. He doesn't throw 40 touchdown passes, and I think we are feeling, wow, that was a really good season from Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's my description.
By the way, that sounds about right. And that's all he needs to be.
Yes.
I think so many people want to put Aaron Rodgers in this like the top of the pedestal, put him on par with what Pat Mahomes is for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the reality is he doesn't need to be that for the Jets to be successful and win this year. And in fact, he should probably be cognizant of that, and I think he is. Like, even though he won't say this, he knows what his limitations are. He can't do the things that he was doing even 4 or 5 years ago at 34 years old or 35 years old. He's a different guy, and I think the best quarterbacks, the best at what they do in their sports, they understand what their limitation is, and they adjust likewise.
Yeah, so there was something that I took out of Ian O'Connor's book that gave me really a lot of faith that if the Jets make the playoffs, that's an if, they've got to do it first, that I don't think we're going to see the collapsing Aaron Rodgers that Sean likes to describe. And I want you to hear me out on this. So Aaron Rodgers isn't the main reason that the Green Bay Packers failed in the postseason, but he contributed to it. Is that a fair description of their postseason failures?
Yes.
Okay. Like, you look back a few years ago when he decides not to run for a touchdown pass, throw a pass that's incomplete, and then that even allows LaFleur to kick the field goal, and then they never get the ball back.
Yep.
Like, Rodgers made a mental mistake, I think that was on third down, not running for a touchdown. So that's on him. His performance against the Lions, I know that's not a playoff game, but kind of a same idea. He came up small.
Right.
Now, I think in other circumstances, like the collapse they had against Seattle, a lot of that wasn't simply on Aaron. A lot of that was on coaching. Mm-hmm. A lot of that was on defense. So I would definitely say that Rodgers contributed, but was not the main culprit to a lot of
their... He's not the reason, the sole reason 100%. That they didn't make it.
Okay. So in reading this book and going through all of those playoff losses and hearing what Aaron said and hearing, you know, his criticism of the coaching staff and also the thought of he's got to win another one. He won that one early, man. He's got to get a second one. You could tell and feel that Aaron Rodgers was playing with more and more pressure to succeed in the postseason every single year. In Green Bay.
Yeah.
And it built up, and it built up, and it built up. Because he knew he was fighting the shadows of Brett Favre and the shadows of, hey, if you want to be an all-time great quarterback, one's not enough, okay?
As unfair as that is, by the way.
Do you agree with that assessment?
I do. But I also will say it's unfair to judge quarterbacks by that when it's such a team game.
Yeah. Oh, no.
When the quarterback could be as good as any, but the rest, there's flaws elsewhere.
I totally agree. I mean, the Packers never had a top 10 defense after they won the Super Bowl, so there's other things that contribute to that. But I noticed upon reading or listening to this book, because it was the audiobook, that, boy, Aaron was starting to really feel the heat, the postseason pressure that we all talked about. And I wonder, and maybe this is my hope, but I wonder, and I kind of think, that coming to New York, that pressure's gone. Like, yeah, he
has... Because it's the Jets?
Because it's the Jets, because he knows.
I mean, that makes sense.
He knows if they win the Super Bowl, godlike. He knows that.
Well, he also said it yesterday or 2 days ago.
That's
when we were talking about that audio. No matter what happens, if they win, it's Aaron Rodgers is godlike. If they lose, it's same old Jets.
Well, that's for one game.
I understand this, but I think that applies for the rest of the season. If the, if he gets hurt and the Jets falter again and they don't make the playoffs and it becomes 14 seasons in a row that they haven't been in the postseason, people will say, it's just the same old Jets. Even with Aaron Rodgers,
yes,
as great as he is, they just can't get out of their own way.
If they miss the playoffs and have that kind of failure, then it would be a little bit of a mark on Aaron Rodgers' resume and career. But I think he also knows that it's very different in New York than it is Green Bay. And I'm not saying I'd be okay with just losing in the championship game. I've seen that. Like, I want more than that. But I think if Aaron Rodgers does what he does in Green Bay, which is Jets win 12 games, they lose in the AFC title game, and that's basically what he does here, I don't think we would look at it as a colossal failure. We'd say, man, it sucks we didn't win at all. We gave it our try. If he wins the Super Bowl here, just one, that's the equivalent of three in Green Bay.
No, it's not.
Oh, I think it is.
No, it's not.
I disagree with
it. It's one.
No, ultimately, no, it's not.
20 years from now, it'll be a Super Bowl.
No.
Aaron Rodgers,
no.
Maybe in his mind and in Jets fans' minds, it will feel like it's the greatest thing in football history.
Yes and no, but here's why you're wrong, and I'll use another sport and another player. And, Loogie, tell me, because you know I'm right about this. LeBron James, I know you guys are close now, but if LeBron James had come here to New York 10 years ago and they won an NBA championship, do you think that counts more than, here's one in L.A., here's two in Miami?
It would just be a championship.
BS. You're wrong.
Messier's with New York compared to the Edmonton dynasty?
Excuse me?
Messier's Cup in New York.
Yeah.
Compared to four with Edmonton.
Absolutely.
He's thought of as more special here.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, but that doesn't mean it's equatable to more than one championship.
It kind of is, though.
It's not. I know what you guys are saying. It's a stupid fan take that you're saying. And it's annoying. It's actually annoying to listen to.
No.
Because history judges you by what you do in a season, not by how it equates over relative to... I mean, I know we live in a world of relativity. Einstein told us that decades ago. But that's not how this works. You know what I mean? You win a championship, it accounts for one championship. And maybe Jet fans will inflate it, but every other fan base around the nation will say, it's a championship. Good for you. Good for the Jets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.